Attract anything you desire in 17 seconds. The real secret.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a gorgeous day. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, having been successful in business and marketing and advertising, having been a teacher in the ancient Western mystery tradition for 40 years and worked with energy for 40 years, I was absolutely excited when Abraham Hicks came up with this concept. Now, I want to emphasize that it is a concept. This 17 seconds is a metaphor, and I'm going to explain that in a moment. I know a number of people have you sitting down with stopwatches or, you know, tapping your feet 17 times and all of that kind of stuff. I think it's kind of ridiculous. I'm going to give you a simple way to begin really attracting in a positive, optimistic, uplifting, resourceful method based on this 17 seconds. It's absolutely powerful. Now, understand first that quantum science and mechanics has taught us that the only moment that exists is right now. It's gone. Oh, we're in a new now. There it is. Oh, it went. Okay. So the only time that you can manifest is now. Everybody is futurizing. Futurizing is okay, but don't confuse it with manifesting. Futurizing is one of these days when my life isn't filled with you know, I'm going to have this or I'm going to do that. One of these days, I'm going to save my relationship and he's going to call me. One of these days, my business is going to start making money. But that's futurizing. That's not living right now. And the only time that you can control, so to speak, on an energetic level is right now. Acting in the present moment with no eye to the future. That's the key. If you can take resourceful thoughts, optimistic thoughts, meta thoughts. What I mean by meta thoughts is I'm not talking about he's going to call me at 3:15 this afternoon. That's not a meta thought. A meta thought is I am happy and filled with love and joy. You see what I'm saying? That's a meta thought. Now, it may include a phone call. It may include a bouquet of flowers. It may include something else. But a meta thought is that overarching thought. If you can get in the habit of using these meta thoughts to help you manifest in this 17-second paradigm, it's absolutely astonishing. Everything is here and now. Everything you desire, the love you desire, the money you desire, the health you desire, the new house you desire, it's here and now. But the problem is that most of us can't see it because we're not in alignment with it. We are not vibrating at a frequency. We're not in resonance with whatever it is that we desire. Everything is vibrating at different frequencies. And if you are not vibrating at a high enough frequency, then you will not be able to see that it's already present. All you have to do is invite it in. All you have to do is open the door. All you have to do is claim it. What you have access to depends on your vibration. It depends on your resonance. You are vibrational first. Understand that. Say that out loud right now. I am a vibrational being. Every part of my body is vibrating. And so you send out a vibrational signal, a flare, so to speak. And what answers you back is dependent upon what you send out. Oh, that's so important. Can we pause for a moment? Take a deep breath. What you send out vibrationally determines what the universe sends back. It's that simple. You have the power to see what you desire, to see what exists. But I'm not talking about in the future. I'm not even talking about creative visualization. I'm talking about an awakening, a realization that it already exists. But you're too busy wanting. You're too busy trying. You're too busy hoping. You're too busy complaining. And that's the vibration you send out. That's the signal. That's your resonance. And that's what you get back. You're resonating at a level too low to attract what you truly desire. Now, our goal, our purpose here is to take the invisible, that which is already present, that which is already here in your life, and to make it visible. There was an interesting story about Christopher Columbus when he came to the islands. I've been there before. It's a little lagoon, and that's where the ships parked. And the natives didn't even see the ships. I mean, they were there for a few days. And the natives walked right by. They did their thing. They never acknowledged these big, huge wooden ships were sitting in the harbor because they weren't vibrating or resonating at a high enough level. They couldn't see it. It was right before their eyes, but they couldn't see it. But the shamans could see it. The people that were in the habit of raising their vibration could see the ships. And when they were able to articulate that and point it out to their fellow natives, then they could see them as well. But at first, total invisibility. I mean, you could have something that is right next to you right now, and it could be absolutely spectacular, what you desire most in life. But if you are not vibrating at a high enough level, you will not see it. So our job is to make the invisible visible. You will begin to see the invisible. You will begin to see what appears to not exist. So people oftentimes will ask me when I work with them in one-on-one mentoring, they'll say, Robert, I don't see what you're seeing. I mean, my business is down 30% and I don't see that I can keep it afloat. I don't see that. You know, I'll give you an example. I had a real estate lady contact me yesterday. Business down 70%. She wants her business back to where it was at one time. But all she could see was the hurricane that destroyed her business. All she could see was the fact that she was living from paycheck to paycheck on a cash basis, that her credit cards were maxed out. Everything she saw was destructive and negative. I gave her a doorway out, but she couldn't see it. I gave her an opportunity to change her vibration and change what she was attracting, but she couldn't see it. And she declined the opportunity. You see, when you are resonating at a lower vibration, you don't see what's really taking place, what's really possible. But there have always been those people throughout history that could see what others could not see. They were people that understood that there was something here in the invisible, in that All we needed was to just make it visible. I think of Steve Jobs as an example with Apple Computer, but you could also look at other people, the founder of Amazon, people that saw an invisible world that didn't exist. The internet and all of that, internet marketing and internet stores, and they didn't exist, but they saw it and they created it. Think about those pioneers who saw a land out west. You know, other people didn't see it. Why do you want to go out there? There's just a bunch of wild Indians and plagues and everything else. But they saw something else. They saw a home. They saw a piece of property that they could own that overlooked the ocean or that they could farm. They saw the invisible. Now, here's the thing. This 17 seconds, I honestly believe that Abraham Hicks talks about, is a metaphor. But let's take it to its limit for a moment, because I think it could be 15 seconds. I think it could be 22 seconds. It doesn't have to be exactly 17 seconds. And that's why I think it's ridiculous that there are law of attraction gurus out there that say, sit down, put a stopwatch in your hand and click it for 17 seconds. It is a good exercise. It will not help you manifest anything. What we really want to do is we want to string one positive experience with the next. We want to string one positive moment with the next, because all we can control is right now. All we have power over is this moment. So we want to focus right now. Here's what happens. Most of us, we get beat up in the daytime. We go through our knocks. Maybe we have a great day. Maybe we don't. I don't know. Maybe you have a great day, and then the next day you get up and you go, well, I had a great day yesterday. It's going to be terrible today. I know that. I don't know what goes through your mind. I'm just simply going to say this to you. When you first begin your day is when you have the power to plant a seed that will bear fruit later in the day. Did you hear what I said? The first moment when your eyes open and consciousness begins to creep upon you and blood flows through your body is when you have the greatest power to set into action the entire day and begin attracting anything you desire. Attract miracles. And what happens is once you set this energy into motion, you begin to see the invisible. You begin to see opportunities. You begin to see what wasn't available before, what was hiding from you right in front of your own eyes. I had a lady several years ago. She said, Robert, he's gone. He's been gone for 17 months now or 15 months now. He's never coming back. Why do you talk about him? Because I see him. She says, I still love him, but I want to look for someone else. But I see him. She said, really? I said, when you see him, then you'll hear from him. Well, it wasn't too long after that, maybe a month or so later, that she got a phone call from him, and he apologized for butt dialing her. And, you know, it's an interesting story because I told her, I said, he didn't butt dial you. He contacted you because you saw him in your life. I said, call him and tell him that you just butt dialed him, but you'd like to get together for a drink. And they did. Oh, yeah, that's been a while. They're married now. They have a 2.5-year-old child. You see, it's about seeing the invisible. It's about seeing the impossible. What was impossible yesterday is probable today, and tomorrow it can be very possible, and the day after that it can be easy. It's your choice, and that's what this 17 seconds is about. So I'm going to give you a simple formula. Are you ready? You don't need a stopwatch. if you can keep a positive, optimistic, resourceful thought in your mind for 15 seconds, that's fine. If you can keep it for 22 seconds, that's fine. If it can go for 68 seconds, that's even better. And it's like a muscle. It will grow every day. So here's a simple method. You need an anchor that awakens you to the activation of your mind. It's called your reticular activating system in your brain. You need an anchor to awaken you to that. The moment you wake up, the moment you open your eyes and consciousness creeps upon you, at that moment, you need that anchor. So I'm going to give you a couple anchors. We have a little star above our bed. You can get little mirror stars. You can get glow-in-the-dark stars. You can get them at Michael's or Hobby Lobby or any number of places like that. They're not expensive. They're under a dollar. You take a little bit of double back tape and you put it up on the ceiling right above your bed. Now, that star isn't designed to do anything but one thing. The second you're, I'm sleeping. I'm opening my eyes. There's that star. Boom. I start thinking those resourceful thoughts. Money is too damn easy to make. Money comes to my life easily and effortlessly. I am filled with prosperity. I'm a magnet for abundance and wealth. Ah, that was about 17 seconds. And I held that thought because that star above my head reminded me. Now, if you don't like the star, put a bouquet of flowers on your dresser. When you wake up, you look over, you smell those flowers, boom, there it is. Maybe you change your alarm so that alarm, when it goes off and you wake up, you immediately focus on resourceful, optimistic, positive thoughts about abundance, about love, about success, about health. Pick one, okay? And you'll be surprised. As you get out of bed, go another 17 seconds. Do another 17 seconds. As I get out of bed, I'm on the right foot. Everything is going phenomenal with me. Money is flowing to me easily. I love the energy and vibration of money. Now you've done the 17 seconds and then another 17. Now you can continue. Here's what I do. I've talked about this to my clients. Some think I'm crazy, but it works for me. Everything works for different people. What I do is in my shower, I have my affirmations. And these are affirmations that I do every day that I want to have deeply. And I've done them for several years now. And here's the thing. I still do them. I probably don't need to. They're probably well engaged in my subconscious mind. But I have them there anyway. Why do I do them in the shower? Because I have to take a shower. So while I'm taking a shower, I'm doing my affirmations. I don't have to do them out loud, though sometimes I sing them. That's okay too. My point is that boom, you've got that 17 seconds while you're still in bed. Then you do another 17 when you get out of bed. Then you're probably going to relieve yourself. Maybe you're going to brush your teeth, have a glass of water, and then you're in the shower. Boom, now you're reinforcing it with positive affirmations. You're leaving behind attachment. You're focusing on now. When you get out of that shower, you're clean, you're scrubbed up, and you feel scrubbed on the inside because you did those affirmations. 17 seconds leads to another 17, leads to another 17. And pretty soon, it's the end of the day. And you've had an absolutely wonderful day manifesting what was invisible before, but is visible now. Because you have raised your vibration. You have raised your alignment. to your intentions and the things you truly desire. I urge you to give this a try. Send me an email. Let me know how it's going for you. And by the way, I am still taking applications for people that want to come and join us on Labor Day weekend. We're blowing it all up. We're getting rid of all the negative beliefs, all the limiting beliefs, all the pain, all the things that hold you back. It's going to be 3 days. I'm going to be working with you. It's not a big group. It's just three people. That's all I'm allowing. Three people. But I'm looking for three people that are serious, that want to absolutely change their life and manifest their goals. Have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it. We love you much, and thank you for subscribing and clicking the bell icon. Bye-bye now.